Thank you for joining our program this afternoon. Please turn with me to the 12th chapter of the book of John. And we'll start in verse 32. And I, if I be lifted up from earth, will draw all men unto me. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Lord, help us, teach us. Please help us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, you've often heard that whether 20 people are under the audible sound of preaching, that God draws only certain men. That is incorrect. That is a Calvinistic type of thinking. I believe, regardless of the amount of people under the audible voice of a preacher preaching the gospel, it is up to those individuals to accept Jesus Christ or reject Jesus Christ. I may ask you this question. Folks use this Bible verse, John chapter 12, verse 32, and if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Some believe that regardless of the individual listening to the gospel being preached from the pulpit, that God has to draw them first. So that implies that whether the person hears the best eloquent sermon about the gospel, it won't do him any good unless God draws him. Well, my question for you, friend, is this. When does God draw men unto him? From the Old Testament, mankind looked forward to the coming of Jesus Christ and believed. That is why in the book of Galatians and in James, it referred to Abraham. It said Abraham believed and it was accounted to him for righteousness. James chapter 2, verse 23, it says, and the scriptures was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. Abraham was saved by faith. That's why in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9, it says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So in the Old Testament, mankind believed that the coming Messiah will die on the cross for their sins. Here in the New Testament, Jesus says, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. The fact of the matter is, beloved, at the crucifixion, when Jesus died on the cross for our sins, that is God, Jesus drawing all men unto him. That means God can draw men unto him through preaching. He can draw men unto them by the Holy Spirit. He can draw men unto them by the divine nature of this planet. When man begins to ask, I wonder who put all this here. There must be a God. And God sends a man to give him the gospel. Christ has been drawing men unto him since the crucifixion. When it says, if I be lifted up, it already happened. Jesus died on the cross for our sins thousands of years ago. This is either through the preaching of the gospel tracts or radio, a soul winner, or sometimes divine revelation. Turn with me to Romans chapter 1, verse 20. Romans chapter 1, verse 20. You say, what about the Aztecs in the jungle who do not have access to the internet? It says here, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. The curiosity of God sparks mankind through his creation. And man begins to ask, who put all of this here? There must be a God. That alone will get a man curious about God. And many times God will send a missionary to those people, or a pamphlet or a tract. Okay, so John 12:32, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Jesus has drawn all men unto him since his crucifixion. Some argue that Christ draws men at certain times. So let me break this down. You can have 20 people inside the church listening to the exact same preaching, and they're saying that God only draws certain people while others are not drawn. I disagree with that, and my disagreement is based on scripture. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. It says there, for he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation I have secured thee. Now listen to this. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. I'm here to tell you today that based on this verse, the time to get saved is now. Not later, not later, not 3 years from now, not 7 years from now. Now, therefore, God will never draw men unto him on only certain times. I believe inside of a church where the preacher is filled with the power of the Holy Spirit and is preaching the gospel message of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit will convict people in that room to get saved. Now, it's up to them whether or not they'll accept Jesus or not. That is totally up to them. The time to accept the gospel message is now. That means the decision upon hearing the gospel should not be put off. I want you to notice the response of the hearer. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2, let's turn there. It says, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. They didn't believe. You recall in the same chapter that I'm in now that God couldn't do many works because of their unbelief. Let me see if I'm in the right chapter. Yep. They did not believe. Jesus appeared unto them and they did not believe. Therefore, they could not believe. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. Jesus did the miracle so that they can believe, and they still did not believe. Why is that? Because they had no faith. The response of the hearer was them rejecting Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior. You can do the same thing. You can be in church. I know people that grew up with me, and well, I barely knew them because we never talked, but nevertheless, they sat under the same preaching I heard the same gospel messages, and right now they're living for the devil. I don't think they're even saved. How sad that is. Why is that? Because they rejected the gospel message. I accepted it. I was scared. I don't want to go to hell. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But I realized that I can't get myself saved because Jesus already did it for me. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus came to this world to die on the cross for our sins, and whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I did that. I believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven, and I am saved today. Okay? So be very careful of repudiating the drawing of Christ, because I believe if you're paying attention and you're under the audible voice of a preacher, it's up to you to accept or not. I believe that the Holy Spirit convicts man unto salvation, not at certain times. I believe in all the time within the church. But I'll have to tell you this, if you keep rejecting the Spirit, there's going to come a time when he leaves you alone. In Genesis chapter 6, and I believe it's in verse 3, it says, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that is also flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. Teenager, those that are sitting in church, if you keep rejecting the Holy Spirit calling, there's going to come a time when God leaves you alone and gives you up to a reprobate mind. That means his Holy Spirit conviction will not be felt in your life anymore, and you won't be drawn to be saved. It's up to you. Except today is the accepted time of salvation. Get saved now. I want you to look with me at Matthew chapter 12, verse 31. And then after that, we'll have one more verse and we'll close this study. Matthew. I'm in Luke. Matthew chapter 12, verse 31, it says, "Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto them." In this story, they blasphemed the Holy Ghost and called, and they did not believe in Jesus nor his miracles. They instead of saying, "This is truly God, God did this great miracle," in Matthew chapter 12, verses 22 to 31, instead of saying, "This is definitely God," they said, "This is a man possessed with the devil. He is of Beelzebub." They insulted the Holy Spirit calling. And because of that, they will die in their sins, never to be forgiven. God won't come back and convict them anymore. They insulted the Holy Spirit. Could it be that someone is sitting in church and the Holy Spirit says, "Get saved, get saved, get saved"? They tremble. They grip the pulpit. They know they're not saved. And they say, "No, not yet. I have more partying to do. I have more sex to commit. I have more drinking to do. Maybe some other time." Maybe you insulted the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will never come back to convict you. And now you're doomed, heading towards the bottomless pit that is called hell. I want you to look at Felix's reaction to the gospel. He did the same thing that I just described, trembling, knows that he needs to get saved. The Holy Spirit was drawing him, and he still rejected the gospel message. In Acts chapter 24 and 25, and it says, "And as a reason of righteousness," this is Paul witnessing to Felix, "and as a reason of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled." He trembled. He was up and under conviction. He knew what he needed to do. He needed to get saved. He needed to accept Jesus. The Holy Spirit was drawing him towards the Lord. But look at his reaction. Look at his decision. "And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, 'Go thy way, for this time, when I have convenient season, I will call for thee.'" You know, Felix could be in hell today all because he rejected the gospel message. Will you today ask Jesus to save you? The Bible says, "For all I have sinned and come short of the glory of God, but the gift of God is eternal life." In Romans 10:13 says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever means anyone. I do not believe in whenever God draws man. I disagree with that based on the verses that I read. I believe that your decision is now, and based on 2 Corinthians 6:2, now is the acceptable time of salvation. So why don't you ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins and save you today?